It's been 2 weeks. We've been talking about a lot of pieces have been coming together. Now we pick up here on page Chaf Hey, your free language edition. A lot of pieces have been coming together in terms of the perspective. She opens the Sefer of Ribono Shel Olam creating the universe in order to meitiv, have a desire to grant us good, and Kriyat Olam Hazeh, have a desire to allow us opportunity to create that good, enjoy that good that much more. And that's been coming together of late, as we've been moving through Das Tunis, with the perspective of Gilui HaYichud. So those two really dovetail. The notion of Chisaron, of imperfection, Rosham choosing to create the world imperfectly as a setup towards Gilui HaYichud, interlocks with the notion of Chisaronos that we have the opportunity to overcome. And the work that we have to do is the work ultimately of working towards a situation of Gilui HaYichud. So now he takes it to the next step. Well, in the middle of page Chaf Hey. Well, although should be Yos HaKavana BeHester Panim Shezacharnu. Once we said, in addition to the last point he just made, which was sort of along the lines of Gemara Tzahir and Tzadi Chesam Ra'al, that Rav Roshan is going to bring the world to a perfected place whether we deserve it or not. Ideally, we will earn it, but whether Zachor or Lo Zachor, Mashiach is going to come, whether Zachor or Lo Zachor, Olam Hazeh will reach a point of perfection. Lo od is it another point to think about? Should be Yos Hakavana BeHester Panim Shezacharnu Rak Yachzor Vigel Osam Yishuv Rachamenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is temporarily chosen to mask himself in this world as a temporary state, preceding the ultimate Gilui HaYichud. Hinei Afilu HaBechira Hazol Shuminiach Lanu Ata. The very fact, even the fact that we have the temporary nature of Hester Panim implies also a temporary nature to Bechira Chafshis. Bechira Chafshis is not forever either. Bechira Chafshis, the fact that we have free will, is an aspect of the presence, a necessary aspect of the present state of Olam Hazeh. Bechira Zosh Shubmaniach Lanu'ata. The fact that Rav Hashem gives us Bechir Chavshis, free will, hopefully use it well, but we can use it well or poorly. Tamid HaDavar Talui Ve'omid. Things are open. Im Lehitiv, Im Lahara, Chas Hashem Yivro HaMasa. We have free will to act well or poorly, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans to respond in kind. Lahara or Lehitiv, Schar or Onesh, Lefi Rov HaMasa. It's kind of Schar or Onesh, Rav Hashem's response, Roshan's consequences are responding to what we do. Lefi Rov HaMasa is a quote from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Akiva talks about the Bechira Chavshis. Called Safui Varashus Nasuna. Varashus Nasuna, Roshan gives us opportunity to make choices. And Rabbi Akiva goes on to say, HaKol Lefi Rov HaMasa. He's saying Roshan's response is according to what we do. That whole notion of Schar V'Yonesh and Midas HaDin and Mishpat, Ein Safal is Kayem Kach. That's not a permanent situation. It can't last. You can't have Bechir Chavshis, or Free Land Points in the footnotes. You can't have Bechir Chavshis unless there's Hester Panim. Because Baruch Hu is totally obvious. Of course you do the right thing. Matter of fact, that's what the Maharal writes, is the Omek HaPshat in Kafalim Harkagis. Veisatzu betachta Sahara, Chazal Kamim Sech Shabbos. The language the Chumash uses to say that they were next to the mountains, awkward phrasing, tachta Sahar, the foothills, but sounds like they're underneath Sahar. Why did Torah say that? Put it that way. We'll talk afterwards. We'll talk afterwards.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So the Gemara says, Malame, that they were in a sense were underneath the mound. Kafalei Harkigigas. The Maral says, what does that mean? It means that the Kadosh Baruch Hu did nes, the mammoth floating over their heads. It could. Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to do anything he wants to. He says, it could. He says, that's not what it means. It means something much more profound than that. If I were to tell you, Kadosh Baruch Hu held a gun to their heads, you wouldn't think that means that there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, and all of a sudden there was this, you know, mile-long howitzer floating in the air that was pointed at them. I mean, Rabbi Shalom could have done that. If I tell you, Kadosh Baruch Hu held a gun to that, you understand that means he forced them. I mean, literally, a gun. Maral says, it's the same with the mountain. The point is that there was a mountain over there. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu forced them. And forced them, Maral suggests, in a far more fundamental way than external pressure, oh, you better or else. Maral says, there was this moment of such incredible clarity about what's right and what's wrong, what's real and what's not. There was no choice, but of course they were going to say yes. It was so obviously true and right and good. Oses ha'emes b'shvil shu emes, the Rambam writes in the last paragraph of Sefer HaMaadi, but avod v'yav. This is right, this is real, this is good. It was so obvious. Kadosh Baruch Hu took away all the masks for a moment. Everything just became so clear. If there was this external force, oh, you better or else I'll shoot you. You better say yes or else I'll drop the net. No, this is an expression. I mean, the Kadosh Baruch Hu forced him in the most natural, deepest way possible. He just made it so, allowed things to be so clear. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw life as it really is. So of course this is what you're going to do. Nes of Purim, 1,000 years later, Gemara says, at that point they were living in Hester Panim. They're able to, in the Kabbal mitzvahs, the Ava, without a Kadosh Baruch Hu being so obvious. Able to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the fingerprints of Rebbe Shalom in everyday life. That was already, that was the new level of Purim. So that's what he's saying here. If Rebbe Shalom is absent, once you have Gili Ayichud, what type of Bechir of Havshus? Not that we're being punished, not that it's getting, you know, randomly yanked away. Once a Kadosh Baruch Hu is entirely evident, so it's so obvious what's right, what's real, what's good, what makes sense. How can you do otherwise? That's why says this whole notion of Mechir Chavshus, it's not going to last forever. It will last for as long as the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, assessed, evaluated, that's how much time we need for all the neshamas Rebbe Shalom decided to create. Over the course of this, however many number of years, over the course of these number of years, all the neshamas he created will be misukan, will get a tikkun, whether it's mi b'tzid kasab, mi b'tshuva sam, mi b'kabal sayusur. Whether you have the neshama is elevated and satisfied and realized through tzidkus, through living right, or through tshuva, through living wrongly but then making a change. Or it could be through Kabbalah. That's the time the Rosh Hashanah set. The Gemara taught Rosh Hashanah Sanhedrin about a 6,000 year deadline. Says that Al Mazel will exist as it exists for a period of 6,000 years, enough time to accomplish the goals of Al Mazel, and then will be reconstituted in a more perfected spiritual way without Yitzhara.
Chomer means physical?
Do you represent Chomer, physical? Yeah. Not the coarseness of physicality. Chomer hagas. And he goes on to say, in other words, we're going to be perfected with
some more?
Well, first he says, Kemalachim v'lo kachamorim will be mak malachim. That's interesting play on words, maybe. I mean, as opposed to being animal. Our animalistic side will be perfected, will be refined. We'll be nifshatim min hachomer agas hazeh. We'll be... The coarseness of our physicality will be peeled away. As well as tol tzaroshlo, all the negative consequences. of the coarseness of our lives. Because even the most HaMashiach, which will be within the 6,000 years, even within the most HaMashiach, will already be the pasuk that we laid just a couple weeks ago. Asirosi leiv avim mibesarchem. Asis asher v'chukai teilech. Navi describes, and he's understanding, Rachel's understanding that this pasuk in Yechezkel is a reference. I believe that was part of the haftarah of Parshas Parah. Rosh Hashanah says we're going to take out the stone heart and we're going to replace it with a heart of flesh. Right? A rebirth of Klaus, a rebirth of humanity. I will act, says Rosh Hashanah, such that you, we, will follow in his chukim. And he quotes, and that sounds like, as Ramchal is saying, that sounds like beyond Bechir Hafshis. We will naturally do that, which is right. Chazal Amru, says the Gemara on Shabbos, Shanim Asher Tamar Enli Baham Chefetz, Pasukim of Kohelas, years about which we will say, I have no desire. What does that mean? The Gemara has one interpretation. Eli Yimosa Mashiach Reshem Vem Lo Zchus V'lo Chom. The reference to Yimosa Mashiach when there's no Zchus and no Chova. Now they will do the right thing. He said, well, that sounds very negative. No zechuyos, no chiyuv, no desire. Well, what does that mean? So, yeah, he says, we'll naturally do the right thing. Schar v'yonesh is a response, is l'fum tzara agra. Schar is a positive consequence of hard work. It's the Mishnah from tzara agra. So, if doing the right thing is absolutely natural with no impediment whatsoever, there's no schar. It's inherently good, but no tzchus.
Why are we looking forward to Mashiach?
There's no free will in Mashiach. That's what he said.
At that point, we will be, well, turn to Al Haba, certainly, we will be enjoying the fruits of what we have already built and accomplished. And that's what Ramchal talks about extensively in the first paragraph of Mesiyas Yisharim. And the truth is, it's fascinating, just as an aside, L'chora, he doesn't reference it here, but L'chora, this is Machlok is Rav and Shmuel in Sanhedrin, where their mitzvahs betelus limos and Mashiach. But the halacha will still be enforced limos and Mashiach. It sounds as though he's taking right now a Rav position. Or somewhat Rav position. That yes, Mitzvah Pateh Simos Mashiach. And then he's lining up that Gemara on Shabbos, Shem Mashiach Tomein Lim Bem Chayfetz, with the position of Rav. Because the Rav on Pasuk is like Shmuel. The halacha will fully apply to the Mitzvah Mashiach, not Olam Haba, but the Mitzvah Mashiach is a perfected Olam Hazeh. So the Rav would take adopts the position of Shmuel. The mitzvah will still apply to the Mosheh Mashiach, which l'chora has to mean there's Bechir Chavshas. What do you mean?
It's easier.
If there's no Bechir Chavshas, it's hard to say. It'll be clearer. The Rambam definitely ends Mishnah Torah, the last two parts of Mishnah Torah in Mashiach. So he ends Mishnah Torah, ends Lech Melachim. We're talking about the Molart's Day, it's Hashem Kamayim, the Amachasim. It's far clearer and easier. It'll be more natural to do the right thing. We'll understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu so much more than the Mashiach, but not to the extent that there'll be no Bechir Chavshus at all. Ramchal is taking a step further. It sounds like again, unless he's saying the Mosheh Mashiach is just somewhat. It's hard to know, but Ramchal sounds like maybe he's taking a step beyond the Rambam. Maybe he's saying Mishkasan like Rav. Taka, there'll be no Bechir Chavshus at all. It's the Mosheh Mashiach. Okay, but let's see then now. Where he goes from here. Because he says, let's come back. We're already talking about like what's going to be beyond. Well, let's come back to here. And he, I think Dedi made the following paragraph very famous. This is a very important paragraph. Amnam, the middle page Chavav. Hinei zehu mechuko shel hayichud ha'elyon levado baruch hu. The following is part of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to work. L'haros otzem memshal to hashlema, in order to demonstrate the power and profundity of his total control of the universe, to demonstrate the depth of Yichud, Shekhoz Man Shehu Rotze, he will at times decide, Meniach HaOlam Lio So'er BaHolech BiYaldei HaZman. He will sometimes decide to let the world, sounds like, go work on autopilot. Eisa Sher Sholat HaRa BaOlam. Kadosh Baruch sometimes chooses to let the world work more on its own. Now, clearly, he's without ongoing Ratzon Hashem, nothing would happen at all. But Kadosh Baruch will sometimes choose to take more of a laissez-faire attitude, more of a hands-off attitude. Let's see where he goes with this. And those will be times when evil has more power. Now, Kadosh Baruch is holding all the chips. Kadosh Baruch is holding all the power, but he's allowing this to play out. Lo'od, not only, moreover, she'enu me'akev ayidei hara hazos, me'asos kosher b'kachol hazos. Kadosh Baruch Hu will at times choose to allow evil to run its course and do its thing, and not get there. Kadosh Baruch Hu will choose to not get in the way of the development of evil. A feel my gills b'yos of al yuta tachtona. Even if human beings are getting mamish to the very bottom of the barrel, or are getting to a very low level, efes ki lo mipnei zeh ya'abed olamo. Because don't think that Kadosh Baruch Hu is still in charge. He's choosing. Kadosh Baruch Hu is choosing to allow Ra to develop on its own. He's not going to let the world get destroyed. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very deeply invested in the world that he created. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Who asa, who sovel, who machatz, who yirpa. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who creates the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps the world working. He may allow things to go and he can cure them after. Einod milvado. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only force in the world. But understand that he at times allows evil to develop. And he's about to explain it more, but first says, just in time for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hine zeh yaseid chazak le'munas b'nei Yisrael. This idea is a powerful peg, a powerful nail, something to, a hook to hang your emunah on. This understanding that when we see evil developing, it's not that Kadosh Baruch Hu lost his power, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is choosing to allow this to develop for some finite period of time. This is a very important basis for strengthening our emunah, despite the fact that Golus is long and bitter, not to be thrown by the quantitative length of the Golus, not to be thrown by the qualitative bitterness of the Golus. Ki adrabba, he was shar Kadosh Baruch Hu v'niach l'ra, la'asos kol ma'asheh b'kochol la'asos k'mor sh'b'yerno. It's not that when the world is aflame in evil, when the world is stormy, like I said before, so'er b'holech b'yaldei hazman, when the world is in the midst of an evil storm, don't think for a moment, that means somehow Kadosh Baruch Hu Chas Hashem has lost his control. No. The Sofar Kol, we'll see at the end of the story of human history, world history, Kol Yoser Shehikshah Haraz Ol Sivlo Abriyos, to the extent that there was more evil for a period of time, and things were harder, Ken Yoser Yigale Koch Yichudo Memshalto Ha'atzuma Asher Kol Yachol. That sets up an even greater contrast to the ultimate Gilu Yayichu. Umitoch Omekat Saros Harabos or Os Matzmiach Yeshua Bekocho Agadol. It's from the very depth of the pain and suffering that we go through. It's from that very the very depth of the pain is where and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause Yeshua to sprout. And he goes on to explain, Re'i, look here, or Vadai, Kihain MS, Shayuchalim bnei Adam liyosachim b'masayim, makir b'heim MS. In theory, people could earn everything. If we would really live as we should, and understand and recognize the reality of Ribon Shalom, the divine reality of the world, as understanding the world as being all a product of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and understand the world entirely as a context for us to live as the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to. If we would truly be able to put aside all the paths of falseness, all the paths of sheker, in order to draw ourselves closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we could. That would be through knowing, understanding. If we would more fully understand that when we see that those paths in life, those decisions, those choices, which are not kefi ritzon Hashem, not kefi adin, that's part of the imperfection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the world. That He chose to build into the world. That's part of the Hester Panim. If we could have this clarity, if we could really have rational clarity and see things as they are and avoid the mirage, the fake out, and really see things as they are, what's truly good, what's truly not, may look like it's temporarily dazzling, but fundamentally wrong. Yivcharu ba'or ha'ganuz v'hatzafon tofun or p'nei melachayim. We could choose true clarity. We spoke about a couple pages ago where he defines or ha'ganuz. Or ha'ganuz is total clarity about Ribbono Shel Olam, total gilui hayichud, total clarity about the world. We could choose that. If humanity would really live properly, so then we would create the Gilui HaYichud ourselves. As we said before, that would create Yeshua. We would, if humanity would use all of our effectiveness, all of our potential to Megala Yichud Hashem as much as possible, that would bring the world to perfection. We wouldn't need the complicated route. It would be natural. It came and says, we would come to our own good. Krishna is barren, is barren. We would create the Gila Yichud, it would be done. Roha Ravi Kiru, we've seen evil and called it out by its name. Azavu, we walked away from evil. We're living life where we're embracing, humanity would embrace the reality of Yichud HaBoreis. Now Samash HaTzarech, everything's done. The purpose of Al Mazeh has been served. That's the goal of Al Mazeh, is Gili HaYichud. From that point on is Al Mahaba. From that point on is the incredible, unimaginable joy of that Gila Yichud, Kishin Nizgala, Nizgala. We could be Megala Yichud. If not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it happen. And he goes on to say, and we could pick up with this idea, when we come back from Yom Tov, he says, but just to give a brief, very brief synopsis of what's going on, where we're headed for the rest of Osmem, he says, Adam Arishan could have, if he would have held off, would have held out, stayed away from the Eitz HaDaas another couple of hours, that would have been completion of the world. He would have had the chance to successfully use his Bechira, create the Tov, be Megalar, live life in consonance with the notion that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs it. That would have achieved the purpose of Al Mazah. But the way we were talking from a purely Mesilas Yesharim standpoint, without the notion of Gilui HaYichud, Olam HaZeh as Olam HaBechira, he could have had the chance to earn his Olam HaBa. The Olam HaBin Nisayon, the first Nisayon, Olam HaZeh is completed. Olam HaZeh is, its purpose is realized. We will still get to Olam HaBa, but it's going to be a far longer, more circuitous path to Olam HaBa than would have been Plan A. Now we're in Plan B. And I believe he says here also, and we'll see if he does, the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. So what were they doing? We could have gone straight. We ended up getting to Eretz Yisrael, but But it could have been a matter of, from Har Sinai and Chaf Yerem. It could have gone straight. It would have been a matter of days, weeks. We've been in Eretz Yisrael. We ended up getting there almost four decades later. The destination is the same either way. It's something we saw a couple pages ago also. The question is the long, circuitous, more complicated, painful path to get there? Or the rapid, direct, efficient path? So that's what he's saying. Ribono Shalom, the goal is the Gilui Hayichud. And thereby to bring us to the pure, unimaginable Tanuk of Olam Haba, of that Yichud. So we can either create, to the extent that we create ourselves, the work is done. To the extent that we don't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the work. Longer, more complicated, more painful, more difficult. Ultimately, the goal is the same. And the end point, the destination, is the same either way. So Mitzvah, next time we'll pick up, come back for Yantif, we'll pick up, he talks about admiration for a while, a couple of pages. Then he has a Sikum, Osman Beis. And then page Lamed Gimel is where really you start the next major topic. Yeah.